Legend of Little Robin Redbreast, paraphrased by Laura E. Richcreek. Long, long ago, a small brown bird with small, spindly legs perched on a tree branch and watched a strange procession wend its way through the streets of town. A man was at the center of the throng and appeared to be dragging a heavy cross. People ran behind and before, yelling and taunting the man.
King of the Jews!
That's what he says! Why don't you save yourself, O son of God?
Thought you could work miracles!
They threw old and rotten food at him, caught him with thin switches across his ankles and back. The small brown bird felt sorry for the man, whose trees he could see at the corners of his eyes. He could see the man wore a harsh and torturous ring around his head, made entirely of thorn branches that jabbed into his forehead and scalp, drawing blood with each lurching step forward under the weight of the cross. The bird, hard to see for its plain brown color, and how it flitted in and out amongst the people, their quickly made switches, and their rotten food launched at the man, alighted on the cross nearest where the man's head leaned in an effort to ease his load. The thorns, the little brown bird could see, dug deeply into the man's skin, matting his hair with rivulets of blood, streaming down his face and soaking his beard. The little brown bird hopped closer and grasped a thorn in his beak, trying to gently extricate it from the man's forehead. The man's eyes flitted up to the bird, a light shining there in eyes the same brown as the little bird's feathers.
"Thank you,"
the man whispered, almost imperceptibly. But the small bird heard and listened and eased what pain he could, pulling thorn after thorn out of the man's head, until suddenly the cross was pulled from off the man's back. The man was flung down atop the cross where uniformed men had dropped it. The little bird was weak and flew to a tree a little way off. He watched, out of breath, his breast heaving as the man, brutally attached to the cross, was raised into the air. The bird wept then, his head dipping down when he noticed smears of blood from where he removed the thorns from the man's scalp across his brown breast. The stain remains to this day on this brown bird we know as the robin. As a thank you to one small bird who tried to ease Christ's suffering, God gave each robin, both male and female, the red breast. Thank you for listening. This has been Laura's Voice. Production copyright 2017.